You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, this is Dr. Bates, and welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My co-host is Bishop Fly, and he's going to be with me throughout the show. He's going to be sitting in this spot sometimes, and we'll switch up. And welcome to the show, Bishop Fly.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and what he's going to do with the show.
All right, thank you. And my topic today is that don't look down on a man unless you pick him up. I'm gonna talk on that. But beside that, I'm looking at Romans 14:16. Let not your good be evil. I guess somebody wrote. I think my wife wrote this, and I can't hardly read her writing. But I want to say that let not then you good be evil. Not let your good be evil. As spoken, be good, evil spoken of for. The kingdom of God is not meat or drink. And, like I said, I'm trying to read what she wrote down. But anyway, I spoke on this before. Don't look down on a man unless she's picking him up. And I'm going to combine the two together. So what I'd like to say is this. Bishop, you can jump in here if you may. And if it's the first time I ever spoke on this and try to do this, but help me out a little bit with you, please. And thing about it is, let's talk about don't look down on a man. Many times people are either evil or they are evil. Are good. They had their good deeds and they had their bad deeds. Mm-hmm. And the good deeds, when you got somebody that's doing good, there's always someone in the midst of doing their evil deeds. They can't stand to see somebody doing good. And my suggestion, my point is that people will get high office or high in a promotion and let it go through their head. In other words, they get the big head about what they're doing. And they forget where they come from. And they forget how they got there or how they start. They just, and once they get up that ladder and hit the top, nothing else matter anymore. It feels like, hey, I don't know you and you don't know me. And then all of a sudden, while you're there, you see somebody below you or under you that does not have what you have. And when you don't have what you have, then they tear them down. Like there's an old, like they say, I got mine, you got to get yours. Mm-hmm. And when somebody tell you, you got to think, well, I'm trying to get there, but I don't want to try get where how you got it. And sometimes when there are times when people get to the point where they got what they want, got what they want, they just don't care. And it just seems like I'm here, but how'd you get your start, or how did you get there? Have you forgot who put you there? Have you forgot to think about how God made a way for you to get there? Or is it so hard or so easy that you cannot recognize God or give God the glory that you got there. You got there when you were down, you was praying that the Lord help you move up, and then you got there, you forgot. And then you got your head big so big and then swole up some more. Here comes along somebody that's trying to get there, and you gonna down them because you got it and they don't. Every day when I go to work or on my way to work or on my way home, there are people out there that's begging, that's trying to get something to eat. But I do not look down on them or talk about them because they're trying to survive. And a person try to survive, I have a thing with me that they're much better than I am. And it takes me back to where I came from. Bishop, you want to jump in on that, please?
Yes, I was saying about if it had not been for the Lord, that same person that's on the street could be me or could be any one of us. But it's because of the Lord's doing that we are where we are. And the Lord blesses us to be able to bless others. I say, if you really want the Lord's favor upon your life, give to the poor. For the Bible tells us that when we give to the poor, we lend to God. And I'm telling you, if I got to lend to somebody, I don't know a better person to lend to because he would never forget the debt and he keeps on paying. So we have to remember where God has brought us from. And not only that, we can't look down on other people because we wasn't always in the position that we're in now. Just as you said, Dr. Smith, I think about the times when as a young man, I'm from Detroit. And you always have cars in Detroit. I got a car at an early age, and I remember I paid $15 for the car. So you know it couldn't have been in that good a shape. But and when I would get to the light, it would stop. So I had to learn how to put my foot on the brake and the gas to keep the car going. One was to stop it, and one was to keep it going. But later on, the Lord began to bless me, and as he blessed me with better cars, I couldn't look at nobody else and say, well, you know, you have a bucket of boats because that was me. But it was because of the Lord's doing that he blessed us. So we shouldn't look down on nobody. And those that are down, we have to be careful not to get jealous of the one that God has brought up. It's just not your turn yet. But if you be faithful with God and faithful to him, he will surely, you know, he'll bring you up. And he said he'll never forget your labor of love.
Yeah, that is true. God will bring you up. And once you get there, you got to learn to accept where you are. I don't believe that once I get to the top or get where I'm going, I don't believe until I'm better than you because I'm not. And I keep myself at that level all the time. I don't think I'm the greatest guy or the greatest guy. I don't think I'm the greatest bass guitar player. Because when I see guys that come, I see guys start playing, and I would tell them, well, dang, you better than me. And they would say, how you think how I'm better than you? You sound good. I said, because that's how I started. Same way you started, that's how I started. Mm-hmm. And I encourage them, say, don't give up. Keep going on, because you're going to have a lot of people going to down you, going to tell you, or he need to sell that thing. He can't play the same words that I told him, the same words that was toward to me. But see, my parents always told me, never forget where you come from. Never forget your old friends. And sometimes people see you with your old friends and see they ain't got nothing. They want to holler, why are you with them? They ain't got nothing. You need to leave them alone. But you can't do that. It's not feasible for you to do that. You got to think about, like I said, but you got to think about how you got there.
That's right.
And many times I be driving, and I see people standing at the bus stop waiting on the bus in the bitter cold, or walking the streets in that bitter cold. And every time I see them, I say, the doggone it, that used to be me.
Yes.
That is me. Walking in that cold, waiting on that bus. And many days I can remember standing in sub-zero weather, trying to catch a bus to get to work or get home. and walking in the snow to the store. And, you know, that reminds you, I always let that remind you. But you can't let nobody, or you can't let no one come and tearing you around or tear you apart. Well, you know that they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And they shouldn't be like, they can do better than that. Well, maybe they can. Maybe a reason they cannot do, get where they're going. They're trying. And even sometimes, I just like saying this, but Mission, I guess you know with yourself, sometimes we got some people in the churches that are in high grades, and I heard that they be talking about how people dress and everything. I can remember times when sometimes, I remember I had a friend of mine say he invited him to church. This is when I was living in Cincinnati. He said, I ain't got no suits on. Mm-hmm. He said, because I got a blue jean outfit. I said, man, wear that.
That's right.
I said, wear that. I said, I tell you what, I'm going to wear my blue jean outfit. You wear yours. And he was told a lot of things that discouraged him. He was told that he had to have a perfect, good, clean record. And he can, if he has trouble with the police, he couldn't come to church. And I told him that was wrong. And God don't look on your record. He looks within your heart, and mm-hmm. he tries to help you become a strong man. Because of whatever you did before you met God, he's with you even when you was out there doing it. And then he said, well, I'm getting tired of letting him do the same thing. It's time to bring him out. And that's what happened. You just can't take people that Lord Bob less fortunate than you and just look down on them and chew them up and spit them out like a piece of paper. And that's one thing that I try not to do. Mm-hmm. I try to show them more love and try to show them love and try to be kind to them, because sometimes I had seen, I remember one time I was at work when I used to work at Fifth Third Bank, and this young lady just had a brand newborn baby, and she was sitting right on the street trying to get begging money to feed her newborn baby and her, and didn't have no place to go.
Jesus.
And I haven't seen her since then, but somebody came along and helped her and get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if her family had put her out, or sometimes the family gets to the point where we can make a mistake. You got some family, you make a mistake, they want you to get out. You embarrass me, this and that.
Uh-huh.
But you can't do that. You got to show them more love and affection that they need. Because if you don't show them that love and affection, somebody's going to show them the wrong love. Right, Bishop?
That's right. And love is absolutely important. Love is the essence of God. When we love one another, that is showing godliness. I don't care how much word you know and how much good you've done. If you don't have love, you're nothing. You're just a noise. You're just a tinkling cymbal. But you have to be able to love people and love them where they're at. That don't mean you have to love their deeds, but you love them, because that's a soul that God wants to save. And it's important that we always try to make them feel the love of God through us. And sometimes the only God they're going to see is the God that's in us. So we have to be very gentle to them and help bring them along until they can fall in love with the Lord.
Yeah, that is true. And if you want to come and join the conversation, or come on in and give us a call, ask questions, Bishop and I, the number is 614-914-5001. Come in and join in the conversation, or if you enjoy the music that we play, let us know that, and we'll be glad to talk to you and glad to ask questions. Now, getting back to what we were saying is that I have seen, or I would say we, because this is the only way I can express myself. There are things that I have saw and things that I have disliked. And one was like, I wasn't living here. I was living in Texas, and I was with a friend of mine, and this young lady I met, she was always crying. So I told her, I said, hold your head up and smile. What you crying for? And then she broke, finally, her and I became good friends. And what happened was that she told me what the problem was. I'm not going to elaborate on it, but she told me what the problem was, and it was a family member that something did, and this caused this young lady to do a lot of drinking. But I was told one time by my godmother, Patricia Dewberry, Professor Dewberry told me that people can see through you how you act. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, hey, I want what he got. Why is I'm here the one when he just as happy and friendly as he want to be? And some, like she said, some people see, even though we got to show a light for people, people got to see our light, let our light shine, is show people that things is not as bad as they are. Things is not as worse as they are. Because you can put yourself in that position and in that state of mind, and you'll never crawl out of it. You can put yourself in that position and stay there and don't care what nobody say or how they talk about you. You got to think big, stand up and say, hey, I am not doing this no more. I am not taking this no more. And I'm not going to let the devil hold me down here. It's time for me to step up and move out, Bishop.
Yes, and I was thinking that if we would learn how to give God praise in the time when we're down, I call it the night season in our life. You know, anybody can give God praise when everything is going good. You got money in the bank and your children are doing well and your family is doing well. It's easy to give God praise. But what about when you go through your tests, when they're talking about repossessing your car, when the children are not doing so good and when things are not looking so well? Can you still lift your hands and give God praise? And God, he wants that from us. Even sometimes you might not feel it. You know, you might not feel like jumping up and down, but you go ahead and you say it with your mouth. You keep saying, God is good. No matter what the enemy puts on you, God is good. And if you haven't arrived in your place yet or where God is going to take you, he's still good. He's good to you right where you are. And if you would just let him know, Lord, I love you. I appreciate you. I adore you. Even right here, even in all my mess, I still love you. And I know you're going to bring me out. That's so important to God.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Why do some people think they get in a mess and they don't want to come out of their mess? And why they? And another part is, why do people don't believe God will bring them out of there? Could you tell me that?
Well, let's go with the first question first. Why do people don't want to get out? Because sometimes people like it. They like where they're at. They like the mess that they're in. And sometimes this is all they know. And so they're very comfortable. They know how to work the system and where they are. The other part is that God will bring them out if we would just learn how to trust him and keep doing the right thing. You know what? The Bible says that if we sow good seed, and that means if we do good things, if we keep on doing the right thing and the good thing, then our harvest is going to grow. And when our harvest grow, we're going to be able to reap. We're going to be able to reap that harvest from the good seed that we've sown. So we have to keep doing good, even though evil might be all around us. Just keep doing the good things. Keep being nice. Keep treating people good, and keep doing what you can do as far as giving to those that are less off. You know, sometimes you might not even have money, but you can have a word of encouragement. You can have a pat on the back to tell them that that God loves them and everything is going to be all right. Just stay focused and don't listen to all the outside influences.
Okay. And another thing I like to say, like this, Romans 14:16, I like that first part, say, let not, I'm going to put it into my own words, let not them put you in good, your good to be evil spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look down on your man. That works on I'd say it's a good part and bad part. And you got some people out there that's down, and they you trying to help them up. And you got some of the ones, the evil one that speaks the evil of you. They will talk about you and stab you in the back, and you're trying to help them. And they'll say, "Oh, you know, they ain't no good. Why?" He ain't nothing. You come and come hang with me. But here you're trying to show that person that's down in the dumps that they don't have to stay there when the other person have to want to keep them down, turn them holding down. Mm-hmm. You may elaborate on that.
Yeah. Another way that we can also look at that is that you're about doing good. Don't get caught up in other people's mess. So what you started off as good can turn out to be evil in the sight of other people because it don't look right. So we have to avoid the very appearance of evil. So as we're doing good, let's keep a pure heart, let's keep it pure, and let's let God get the glory out of what we're doing. We represent God here on the earth, and it's important that we do godly things.
Yeah, is it that, my question is it that when people do see you do good, is it always the jealousy that comes out of them, or is it that they just can't stand to see you do the right thing, even though you try? Even though they're down, they just can't stand to see you do good or anything like that.
Well, this certainly can be jealousy, and that can be jealousy even in the church. But sometimes people look at you, and they look at where you are now. And sometimes other people have the same opportunity, but they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to pay the price of not hanging out on the weekend, but in those books. They don't want to pay the price of going to school. They don't want to pay the price of sitting under somebody and listening to them and learning and getting the wisdom that's coming from the older people. They think they know it all and they think they're slick. But you know what? We got to get out of the slickness. We got to get down to real business with God. And if we're sincere, the Lord will certainly bring us out. I'm a witness. I guarantee he would do it. If you just trust him and keep doing the right thing. You know, don't be jealous of anyone. When one gets blessed, rejoice. Can I just want to say this? You know, one of my pastors told me one time, he said, you know, the body, when the body is blessed, the whole body is blessed. When the head gets a new hat, he said, when the head gets a new hat, the whole body is happy. The hands make sure that the head is fitting just right. The eyes look at it and look at it and make sure that it's pretty and look like and that you're handsome. And then when you start walking, you strutting because the head got a new hat. And so when somebody is blessed, then we all should rejoice because we're one body and we're just rejoicing because the body got blessed. And if God blessed them, he can certainly bless me.
That is true. So true. Let me do a shout out right quick to some friends of mine. I'd like to make a shout out to the people at Mount Carmel Lab on Srock Avenue. They're trying to help you with your body and try to get you together. And they're trying to find out. They're fighting this Corona 19. So those are the frontline fighters. So give my hats go out to them, and hats go out to my wife and my family. You got any shout outs for Bishop?
Yes, I'd like to have a shout out to Grace New Covenant Worship Center, located at 1643 Aberdeen in the great city of Columbus, in the heart of Linden. We got got the best people in the world go to that church, and I love them all. And I just want them to know that. I also want to talk just a little bit about the School of Biblical Theology, located at 2481 Cleveland Avenue. You can go on your website. You know, we do websites now. We don't go visit churches. We don't go visit schools. We just go on the website. But go to biblicalseminary.org, biblicalseminary.org, and you can see what this school is all about. We have revised it, and we've made it palatable to our conditions today. And you can get a degree. Just go in there, and then when you go, please give us a call and let us know what you think about it.
Okay. I hope a lot of people do come. Now, getting back to our subject and everything, like I say, also I forgot, I don't want to leave out the Keys of Harmony, Refuge Baptist Church. They, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony, Stairway to Heaven, and Refuge Baptist, Savior Kaiser Jones Jr.'s pastor. I'm glad I got that out. But getting back to that, back to what we're saying, evil people speaking evil of the good people and setting the good people, I think it works back and forth. The good, the people that hierarchy talk about the people that's down or have done, them the innocent ones. Then you got the people that's down in the dumps talking about the people that's trying to reach there. And I'm it's one thing I always want to wonder, why are they trying to hold people back to trying to get to what they want to do or trying to reach that goal? When you see someone be trying to get out of that dump and out that mess, as Bishop said, and try to get them get where they're going, there's always someone wants to pull you back and pull you down. And I can never understand that. Standing your patting them on the back, well, go ahead, brother, or go ahead, sister, do your thing. And but they just get madder and madder. They get mad if you get something new. They get mad if you get a new apartment or anything that you got that you work for and your heart desired that left them where they are. They get so mad. They say, well, you think you better than us. Well, it's not that. They don't think better than you. They're trying to show you or teach you you don't have to be there all be where you are. And this is what they're trying to do. Bishop Myron Laverne.
Yes. I was thinking about in the 70s, I believe, it was a show called The Jeffersons. You know, we had looked at black people before in shows, and they were always playing ignorant parts a lot of times. But when The Jeffersons came out, their theme song was We're Moving On Up. And it was about a man that had 7 dry cleaners, and he started with 1. You can be whatever your heart desires. All you have to do is be willing to put in the work. And if you put in the work and you serve God, God will allow people to cross your path that will help you. You know, sometimes we just have to change circles in what we and who we run with. And sometimes we have to change friends. We can't hang with people that don't want anything in life because you become just like them. You become like who you walk with. You become who you hang with. So sometimes you got to change that. You got to change your association. That don't mean you put them out and act like you don't know them. I know you. I love you. I appreciate you, but I can't walk with you because you're not going anywhere. You know, it's like eagles. Eagles don't hang with turkeys.
Right. Yeah, eagles don't hang with turkeys. The eagle gets his prey, and he goes up, way back up in the tree, up in the mountain, and take care of his business on his own. You never hardly ever see an eagle fly with a flock of other eagles or anything like that. They're always on there. It's just the same thing with the birds. Birds flock together, and ducks and chickens, they all flock together, but you never see an eagle fly with a bunch of people. He always by himself. And that's one thing that I always wondered that, see why he does it. Because he does it, it's like I don't want to get mixed in with the crowd because I might be falling in with the wrong crowd around with the wrong bowl of soup. But the eagle will always be by himself. And then there's another thing that I have sometimes there are people that I know that always hang by themselves, and they'll tell me, I'd rather be by myself than to be in that mess. And, you know, when they say that, it's a thing like I have friends, but I don't hang around them because they always want to do something that causes trouble. Mm-hmm. Or I have friends because I can't be with the friends because they always want to talk about somebody and gossip about somebody. Mm-hmm. You got to look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look what you did for yourself and where you come from, and you got to think about it.
And you know, Brother Smith, it comes a time that you have to change your circle, change your friends, get some people that's going to pour into you, some people that's going to help you and walk with you and show you love and show you how it's supposed to be. It's a hard thing to change friends because friends, we love our friends, but we can have a new set of friends.
All right, hey, this is the part. This is 30 minutes. This is YouTube. I'm gonna say YouTube, my YouTube friends and YouTube fans. This is Dr. Bass and this is Bishop Fly, and Bishop Fly is the co-host of Stairway to Heaven. And I want to say that you will see us together. And he may be sitting in this spot, and I may be sitting on the other spot. We're going to such stern. I'm glad that asked me to do this, and I'm glad to have him there. So to all our YouTube fans and everything, hey, take care. May God bless you. And remember, don't give somebody a smile. The mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
The Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classics, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's LaGloria Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Oh, welcome back. Hey, welcome. This is Stairway to Heaven with your host and co-host, Dr. Bass and Bishop Fly. And as I said before, he will be on the show regularly because he is the co-host. And like he's going to take, but he's going to be sitting in the spot sometimes, and I'm going to be sitting in his spot sometimes. So, hey, I'm glad I asked him to come, and he didn't hesitate, and he came. Our topic was don't look down on a man not unless you're picking him up. Now, I would like to go, and now this is group 1963. Cincinnati, Ohio. They call themselves the Mighty Faith Increases.
I just like to call Jesus. But this is what I want you to do for me, Jesus. I want you to come on.
Come on and see about me.
I'm your child, Father. I just want you to come on and see about
come
me.
Come on and see about me.
There have been so many times I've been burning down, Jesus.
Do
oh, Lord. There have been so many times I had to give up the right for the wrong, my Lord, Jesus. You told me a long time ago that you would make everything all right. Oh, and I believe that you will. I want you to come on. I'd just like to call your name and say, oh, yeah. I just like to call your name, Jesus. Sometimes my way gets so dark, Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. I just like to call your doctor, Jesus. Oh, then I wish I had somebody help me talk, Jesus.
That was the Mighty Faith Increases out of Cincinnati, Ohio, back in 1963. Reverend Saul Jurdo, Ray Shackelford, Kenny Nolan, Johnny Nolan, and them guys were that's the old quartet singing. I was a kid, and I'll give you a little history on Johnny and Kenny. Johnny and Kenny Nolan taught me and Ernest Lattimore how to play guitar. Kenny was on the lead, Johnny was on the lead, and his brother Kenny was on the bass. Mm-hmm. And Ernest and I would watch them guys play guitar. Ernest got his guitar first, and I got mine later on. So we watched them guys. But that was a very, very good group, the Mighty Faith Increases. And then Ray Shackelford left. And he got with the Mighty Gospel Travelers of Cincinnati, and he been there. And he the one that gave me. Now, when I joined the Mighty Gospel Travelers, I was 16 years old, 15, 16 years old. And how I got with the group, I had left the group, another group, and went home because some things wasn't right. So I left, and the manager was Obie McGee. At that time, he was the manager, and he asked me, young man, can you play that bass? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can. He said, meet me at my house Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and I was there, and I've been with them guys. They was here 2 years ago, the Mighty Gospel Tribe, the second set. The nephews and sons of the Mighty Gospel Tribe, they was here at Refuge, and I'm gonna try to get them back here so they that this pandemic, and I'm gonna see can I talk to Mike and get them back up here, and they really sincere to their heart. But that was the okay. This is Black History Month, and I thought I would go back a few years back and try to get some look up some old quartets, such as the Mighty Faith of Creases, the Dixie Hummingbirds, and last one I need would be the Pilgrim Jubilee. Want to be they just lost their lead guitar player, Bobby. He died, and Clay's gone. So the group is still. I think Graham is still. Cleve is still hanging on with the group. It's got the group taking the group on, still pushing on with the group. So I don't know how this new set sound. But they probably still got that same beat that they had, yeah. So I looking at them sing last night, I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and add them on. Meanwhile, getting back to our subject, I'm going to go to turn, as they say, flip the script, go to another subject. Bitch, you're going to talk about the school a little bit.
Yes, the school has been in existence for 50 years. We bought the school. We were an institute from our church, a GNC institute. We purchased the school in November of 2019. And what we did, we went in and we combined the curriculum. And we thought about what's needed in the church. We need auxiliary leaders. We need people. We need ministers. And we need people that are trained and understand protocol. And so that's why we began to make the curriculum that would fit these needs. And the other thing, we wanted to make it where it was affordable. So when you get out of school, you have your degree, and you don't owe $50,000. So we made it affordable. But I'm finding out because of the pandemic, it's really slow. It's really slow. But we're moving on, and we keep enhancing the curriculum. We have it where you can actually take classes and be at home and be in the classroom through Zoom. So you can be part of the class, but you can be at home, so you don't have to worry about getting contaminated or anything like that. We have qualified teachers that have great experience, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. Some of them have their PhDs. So we're not a joke. But, you know, like anything else, when you're new, you're the new kid on the block. People don't really take it as serious. But we have our own building, and the Lord is really blessing us. So I would encourage anyone to go to our website, biblicalseminary.org, and take a look at what we offer. I think you would be very surprised. And there, people want you to succeed. We're not finding ways to fail you. We're finding ways to make you successful.
That sounds real good. I guess I'm gonna have to take some time out of my busy schedules and come up to that school.
But right now, you're certainly be welcome.
But you know, like I say, the time I have in the morning, and then I go home, go to sleep, and really, but. Be truthful with you, Bishop. I miss my group. I really do, because
yes.
I really miss my guys. The lead guitar player, Brother Joe Woods, you know, he had that breast cancer, and my heart and my prayers go out to Joe and his dad, all of them, you know, because it's a father and four sons.
Mm-hmm.
But now all the sons is gone except for Joe. He's the only older son, sister, and then his niece. And then the rest of us, rest of the guys came in and formed to help out with the group, wound up joining the Keys of Harmony. And I played for them before back in the night when I first moved up here in the 70s. Then I left, went professional, and came back with another one that I got with them again. And this time I'm back home with them now.
Okay.
So I'm not going to help somebody else. I help them out, these groups out and everything, but I'm not going to leave, like I said. this program is part of the Keys of Harmony, is part of Stairway to Heaven, just like Refuge Baptist Church and Mission of Mine. Well, put your church in here too.
Yes,
on the
sir.
Floor, on the
yes,
format.
Sir.
So, yeah, like I said, I miss them guys. And you know, when you've been around quartet singing all your life, and you know, something like this stuff, it gets to you. You
yes.
don't know what to do. So, hope and pray that everything go back and we can get back together. Meanwhile, let's try one little short subject called My Brother's Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a brother in there. I'm gonna say brother and sister together. And my brother's keeper, my sister keeper. And I'm just gonna speak a little bit on this. We need to show a little more love for each other. We really do. And the things that my stepson was here about a week or last week, he was here. And he's a coach for Golden Gloves in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I was telling him some things, and I'm going to have him call up here. He's going to explain to us how he goes in the hood and grab young boys and girls
mm-hmm.
out of the hood, bring them to the gym, and they're teaching them how to box.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, Papa say one thing about it, say, I tell all the other coaches, don't holler and yell at him like they did something. He said, because he don't know, he said, you know what goes on in that home, and that gym's like a sanctuary. And I asked him to do something. Now, my other son used to be a dope dealer, and I'm trying to get him to call him Spring of Life, because he said, Papa, I tell the young guys that they go, I'm going to do this. He said, let me tell you something. What you do, it ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you got the fast money down the bling bling coming and go fast. And he said, well, I'm going to try to get both the call up there and let them explain that street life how it really is. They out of it. But he said, if I can find some way to explain to them, keep them away from that, then they won't make the mistake that I made.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, so that's what I call. That's just like I said, just a little bit of my brother's keeper. I'm gonna try to write something out on that, or make a little story out of that.
Okay.
My brother's keeper. But anyway, you got anything you want to say, Chris?
Yeah, it's important that we give back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the Lord blesses us, that we, like we was talking earlier, but if we can give back to the community. We had a program about 3 years ago, maybe four now,
mm-hmm.
where we were trying to build up our Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out into the neighborhood, and we gathered children. And we went from 5 children to 45 children in 1 week.
Mm.
We wasn't quite prepared for that. And when the children came in, these were street children.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came in, they cussed, they act like street children. But they were still children. So it was our job to teach them how to behave. Sometimes they would fall out outside of church, and when they came into church, they wanted to continue that same fallout. They wanted to fight, but we had to teach them how to love. Since this pandemic, we've lost, don't see them anymore, because but we're gonna continue to reach out to them. But it's important that we help one another. Somebody asked me one time, because they was going through some stuff and with somebody else, and they knew that a part of the fruit of the Spirit was long suffering. So they wanted to know how long was long and long suffering. How long I got to deal with this guy? How long I got to deal with this lady? Well, you know, you deal with them and you help them until the Lord bring them out, because he's been long suffering with us.
Right.
Yeah. He was our keeper when we didn't even know him.
Right. So sometimes I get the way, like I had a friend of mine told me one time, say, I don't know how God puts up with us, but he puts up with us. I couldn't put up with people like that. All right, this is the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Heartaches and pain and misunderstanding. But Brother Davis just told us that if we can make it to God's kingdom, one moment, will pay for it all. Yeah. Somebody ought to say amen. Tonight I'm glad that I start making preparation a long time ago to have that one moment in God's kingdom.
Come on. Yeah.
When I didn't have no God on my side,
come on,
I went down on my knees. And I told the Lord to create in me a clean heart.
Yeah.
And while I was talking to him, something began to move.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me? Something began to move on all to my heart.
Yeah.
And right then and there, I made God a promise. And everywhere I go today, I like to tell men and women about the promise that I made the Lord. Listen to this. One day I could.
Okay, that was the Dixie Hummingbirds, and that's when they was one. I think they was a. They dropped there with Claude Jeter and all of them, the old guys. And like I said, this is Black History Month. I thought I'd go back and grab one of them old quartet groups. You know, this is what my grandmother used to play when I on Sunday mornings. I used to get up Sunday morning. I used to go to her house on Friday, Saturday, get out of school. Weekends I was over there. My grandmother's house, my grandfather was the late Reverend W.L. Smith of Mount Rose Baptist Church in Cincinnati. And my grandma would be cooking breakfast in the morning, and that's what you would hear.
Okay.
The Dixie Hummingbirds, Claude Jeter, the Nightingales, Swan Silvertoes, all them old groups, they'd be on radio. And, I mean, she'd be in there cooking till time we got ready to go to church. And that's how I grew up around a lot of gospel music. And as I said before, you know, but today, these days, I'm going to throw a little something in there. These days, you don't see too many young folks get forced to go to church like they used to. And you know, when I was coming, I used to hear my mother or my grandmother. And now you, when I was a teenager, now you can go out and party all night with your friends, but you're going to church Sunday tomorrow morning. And you don't hear that. You don't see that. You know, I wonder what's going on here. I mean, why? You know, that you want your child to go to church and learn something, but they don't.
Well, now the children are telling the parents.
Mm-hmm.
They tell the parents what they're going to do and what they're not going to do, and the parents listen to them and say, well, she didn't want to do that or he didn't want to do that. And sometimes I look at them and I say, well, I wish I had that kind of options when I was coming up, because I didn't have any options. My mother said, and whatever she said, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same with my mother and father. Well, they say, you do, you better do, or you find yourself on the other side of the wall of the house. Because I do remember one time I was taking a trip going my way to Greyhound, and and I was going to see a friend of mine, and this young lady and her mother was arguing and everything. The next thing, the young lady say, "If you hit me, I'll call the police." And she's telling somebody that when she did it, then she said they got in this foster home and everything. And she called, the little girl called, said, "Mama, can I come back on?" And her mother told her, said, "No, you didn't want to stay under my roof, so you live under their roof." And, you know, sometimes it takes that to get that straightened out, you know. But like I said, you and I came under strict rules that these children today, I don't know what it is. And maybe it can be the parents sometimes, it can be the kids, it can be either or, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, either or, it doesn't matter which way it goes. Really, things that I see, you know, I just shake my head and I don't understand, you know. I understand and I don't understand it.
Okay.
You know, and I've been on that side of the road. So you?
Well, I just remember when I was coming up, my mother, I remember one time she told me, I was getting ready to get a whooping. Mm-hmm. And she told me this was going to hurt her more than it would hurt me. And so I told her, I said, "Well, why do you have to whoop anybody? We can both be free." Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was trying to slick my way out of getting a whipping, but it didn't help. I had to go get the switch and get hit with it.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but disciplining the children, we live in a different age now.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. But we're still the parents, and we still love our children enough that we want to see them do right. But if you don't teach them right, then you're going to go visit them in jail.
Yeah, that is true. I had that experience myself. But, you know, I say I thank God that he turned my son around, and I'm so glad that he did.
Yes.
That. And when he got out, and he called me crying, said, "Pop, I'm trying to do the best I can." And I told him, I said, "You know what?" I said, "Keep trying."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Keep going." I said, "Guess what?" I said, "You're going to one of these days, you're going to find a job, you're going to have sick days, vacation time," mm-hmm. "and everything else." I said, "Keep," and he got that job.
See that?
He has that job. And what they did, I think only been there, see, two years or 3 years, and now he's a supervisor.
See that? Yes. The Lord, we're in covenant with God. And when we're in covenant with God, our children are in covenant with God, mm-hmm. through us.
All right, this is the Pilgrim Jubilee. Wanted Beef out of Chicago. Okay, keep it going. Now, it's getting our time, time's getting started, and the clock on the wall telling us time to go. And I'd like to say, before I sign up, Bishop, have anything to say?
Yes, I'd like to just remind everybody of one scripture. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
All right, this is Dr. Bates, Bishop Fly, and I have to say, the mind is nothing but the garden, what you put in it grow. And always remember, if you have somebody, you got a smile, you see somebody on a smile, you give them a smile. Thank you.